24-230?
Yes.
Yes.
Morning.
Morning.
Do you identify yourself for the record?
Samara Capel, Chief of Staff for the Town of Wyndham.
And you have with you?
Ariana Perez, Assistant.
And what is your type, your position?
HR Associate, Confidential Secretary.
Can I get the spelling of your name?
Mine?
Yes.
Is XIOMARA. Last name is CAPO.
CAPO.
Yep.
Always.
Sorry.
Okay, a brief statement of your case?
I'm just here. Mr. Orphiz was...
The appellant.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. The appellant here, we came in January 5th of 23, and it was denied. And then he came back to us in January to reapply for it. And then we got the answer back from the FBI, and it still had the same information. Nothing has changed.
So it was denied for suitability?
He was denied because he had a felony.
A felony conviction?
Correct.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I saw that in the record, a third-degree felony.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a disposition.
Disposition, I'm sorry, is adjudicated guilt withheld. It's right on the paperwork.
What does that mean?
Adjudicated guilt withheld means you did not lose your right to vote, be in politics, or own your gun, have gun rights. It's right here on the paperwork. It's on everything that I sent and what she sent in. The third-degree felony right here on the bottom of this page. It says disposition. It says adjudication guilt withheld. It's right on my paperwork for my background for Marion County.
Correct. But there's one as well that says right above felony third degree, and that's what the disposition says as well.
But that's the same. It's the same exact thing.
I got that from the court.
I understand that.
Not an argument. No. One at a time.
Sorry.
So your case is that he has been convicted of a felony and so is not eligible to have a gun?
Correct.
But there's nothing in here saying I've been convicted.
Wait.
Sorry.
Questions for the town?
Yeah, I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought the third degree felony was based on a different date than the date for the withdrawn case.
Correct.
And so there were actually two different cases in my reviewing of the documentation in the packet.
Is that your understanding?
Correct. He has it's a long list, so he has a few.
He has one case where it says withdrawn, and
yep.
Then he has this other case from August 25th of 2003, to my read, which was the third degree felony case.
Correct.
Is that the case where the adjudication, in Florida, where the adjudication was withheld?
No.
No.
It's
there's
not?
There's an August 3rd case.
Yes.
That is the adjudication withheld case.
Yes.
To my read of the record.
Other questions for the town?
What is the other document that you seem... We have the state... We have the FBI record.
Yep. You should have another document that we sent in the packet, and it was from the court. State of Florida.
Yeah, that was in the packet.
Let me see that. Let me find that one.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that the one that was done in order July 3rd, 2002? Is that at the bottom of the page? Is that the form you're looking at?
This one?
Well, I'm asking at the bottom of the page, the date, what's the date, July 3rd, 2002?
It doesn't, I don't have a date on there.
No, I got it. I'm trying to find the right form. Okay. I have that. Do you have a better copy? Or maybe I do.
There were a couple of different forms like that in the packet.
Yeah, so I think I have the right form. And it's the one that starts off with defendant present. Previous plea withdrawn, plea accepted, guilt. And then adjudication of guilt withheld. Is that the form we're looking at?
But.
Then it goes on to say serve 10 days, suspended on payment. Oh, I don't know what that means.
It says by the date, by 10/15/2003.
Payment of what though?
Of my fees to pay the $258.40, which I paid. And I sent those in. Paid in before I would be sent to jail.
State's attorney checked diversion fund. That's what that, SDCDF means.
But on different paperwork, I saw for the date 8/25/2003. That was not on one of those court documents. It was on the kind of the rap sheet.
I don't know what folder.
You doing it?
That's what I've done.
I think the question the board is going to have is what is adjudication guilt without me? You know, he pled guilty, but they sounds like the court said no. We don't know the answer.
Which one?
The one that you're referring to.
This one?
With the second case on it. I want to make sure I'm looking at the right thing.
It means you never lost your rights to vote, be in politics or own a gun.
This one.
Yeah,
that's why we can't see it.
Yeah, that could mean you're on a felony conviction, but due to circumstances, you're allowed to vote.
Yeah, it doesn't. It seems like everything I've Googled, and just using Google, basically, judge delays or refrains from formally convicting a defendant of a crime, even if the defendant has pleaded guilty, no contest. So essentially, the judge doesn't enter a formal judgment of guilt, offering a chance to avoid criminal conviction.
It's actually surprising.
And another sort of like a legal form says the simple answer is no. If someone receives a withhold of adjudication, they have not been convicted of the offense.
But I thought that was for a different date than that, because there's an August 6, 2003 date, and then there's also an August 25,
2003
date.
And
for
21, it was filed in August 2003. It's what it said there was filed, and then the bottom is when I went to court or whatever the hearing was for the adjudication on the paperwork.
Final disposition.
Yes. That's what that is. It's all the same one. It's just it went down the line because it got filed. That's what it says here on the paper. It got filed. Dispute, whatever that word is.
Yeah.
It said it was filed on that date. It's not. It's the same one. My record's different from Florida from anybody else, so it's hard to read.
There's different cases.
There's different cases because there was a misdemeanor, but I'm not here for a misdemeanor. I'm here for a felony. And the felony's all the same thing, the three things that are on the paperwork. It's all the same, because when it goes to the very bottom, a distribution, it says adjudicated withheld. So that's what I got for it.
But as Dr. Conrad is saying, there's on the paper where it says adjudication of guilt withheld.
Yes.
The arrest date appears to be August 6th, 2003.
That's correct.
Right. Not
so on the
August
rest sheet, look at cycle two. Cycle two is the incident date of August 6, 2003. He went to court and got disposed of all later that month than the 25th of August, 2003. That's when the court order was issued, and he pled guilty with that weird Florida adjudication withheld checkbox.
But there's another arrest.
And court fees.
But there's another arrest date of June 21st, 2002.
That's arrest one, so, but those are all misdemeanors.
Yeah, those, the 7-3-2002, the 6-21-2002, those were misdemeanors, guilty, convicted. And then what was unclear to me is what the meaning of 8-6-2003, which is associated with the withheld, versus the 8-25-2003, which says third degree felony.
Yeah, so 8-6-2003 is the date the incident occurred, so he had multiple charges stemming from that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8-25 is when he went to court and pled guilty to clear up all those charges.
Mm-hmm. So and so is there a final document after that?
No, that's why we're stuck here, because it says disposition adjudication withheld.
Okay, and what did you find about? Okay.
It does not appear that is a criminal conviction.
Yeah. So, okay.
And I'm saying it appears.
Okay.
From, again, it's just a Google search.
Oh,
so
cool.
Based on some, you know, the sites.
Okay, so where are we now? Cross examining? Did you want to cross examine the town, what the town has said?
No, because no, thank you.
Okay. Any questions from the board to the town at this point?
Just one. Give me 1 second, because this sort of threw me. Was the basis of the denial only because the appellant appeared to have a felony conviction?
Correct. And because we had came before you guys on January 25th, and you guys denied it and asked them to get a pardon on it, so.
You came before this board?
Yes.
I came before the board, but I didn't understand everything on my paperwork. And not to make an excuse, but I just came off of COVID, and I was sick, and I didn't realize what everything meant when I came here until I went home and found out I was adjudicated guilt withheld on my paperwork, and I actually called back that same day. But it was too late for you guys to do anything because I already killed the case.
So, okay. So.
And I even went back.
Let me ask, I'm sorry. Following one thing, no problem. So he applied in, could you walk me through the timeline of his applications? How many times has he applied?
This will be the second time.
Okay, and so this is a fresh application dated March 27th, 2023.
Correct.
Understood. And your previous one, you.
I had the same one, but I think for the reason I came in, I had something wrong with my application, and I didn't know it. But it wasn't the real reason; it was because of.
So did you withdraw, or
I withdrew. I withdrew from the first time I came here with you guys.
Okay.
I dropped it because I didn't know any better,
okay.
So I just dropped it.
Yep. So.
But then when I found out more information about adjudicated guilt without what it meant, I reapplied again.
And so I'm just going to go back to the town. Did the town, on this application, so did the town have any issue with, he has at least two convictions.
Yes.
Outside the felony, take the felony out of the discussion at this time, but there are obviously two convictions on his FBI rap sheet. Yet I didn't see those disclosed in this application.
I thought he put it in.
Yeah, and in addition, I thought he had answered no to the question of ever convicted.
Which I'm not convicted, because adjudicated guilt with
no, that's the felon.
But you had the other two charges from 2002 where you were guilty.
But that was for a misdemeanor.
It doesn't say felony in the application.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
So the application is very specific. Have you ever been convicted, doesn't say anything, doesn't give a charge.
Yes.
Have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal law, or the laws of another jurisdiction? all it says.
Okay.
It doesn't say felony or misdemeanor.
Oh, okay.
And you checked no on that.
Is that, okay.
But that's not true.
I guess it's not. I didn't realize I had another one on me, to be honest with you.
Well, I believe there's
I thought it was just my felony that I had.
Well, there's two misdemeanors.
Right.
And also on our, even on then.
I thought, to be honest with you, I thought the misdemeanors didn't count, to be honest with you, to get my gun permit. That's so, why I didn't.
Yeah, so I would have been, you know, you've been here before. Obviously, there's an issue with the previous application of you failing to either disclose or not list these things. And yet you failed to do it in this application.
I thought I put it on there.
You did not. You checked no to any convictions.
Okay.
And you failed to list the misdemeanors and convictions on.
I didn't know I had.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. To the response even to the town and to us, you failed to list those also.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I had to list those.
I'm just saying, when you were here before,
you should have been very, very... They didn't tell me that when I was here last time, I'm sorry.
Well, it seems like it was here because, I can't recall the case, but you failed to list things.
Correct.
And so that should have been just sort of, I need to find out exactly what I have on my record.
Well, I've gone to her a couple times to find out. But it was always a denial that I would never get it because of, basically what she was telling me is because of my felony for writing a bad check. It wasn't about the misdemeanors or anything else. So,
well,
that's...
the denial, if you were a convicted felon, no one can issue you the permit. That's
right.
True. But that doesn't mean your application can be inaccurate.
Okay.
Which it is.
Okay.
Do you want to cross-examine him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't given him his chance to.
I thought...
We sort of jumped in there. We're still asking questions of her.
Is anything, would you like to make your case as a whole?
Well, I know I'm adjudicated guilty withheld with this, and I know what I have. It's not a violent crime. It's for writing a bad check when I was younger, 22 years ago. And I haven't been in trouble since, and I also own my my ammo card, so it's pretty much the same. Going through with a background check to get an ammo card, and I've sent that in too.
Do you have the ammunition card?
Yes, I have it on me. I sure do.
So I should have flagged with the CSP if they issued that.
Yeah, so no names.
Hmm? Yeah, so there's no names, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say?
There's nothing really else, ma'am.
Would you like to cross-examine him?
No.
Questions from the board?
Yeah. If you don't mind, could we just see the ammo card?
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure the state police wouldn't issue the ammo card. It would raise a. I highly doubt he's convicted felon if he has the ammo card.
Yeah, don't walk up there. There's a wire.
Yeah. You
can I see that. Guy.
And just for the record, the appellant appears to have because I saw that in our packet. I couldn't tell if it was a previous pistol.
Yeah, no, I just,
it
I got
our,
it.
It is, we do have a copy of this in our packet. But the appellant does have a valid ammunition certificate issued by the State of Connecticut Desk, so. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your summary,
so this is a, oh, I'm sorry, do you have?
No.
Closing statements.
No? Yeah, well, the town can cross.
Oh.
Well, yeah, no.
Should be closing statements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The town didn't give
It seems to me you may have both made your closing statements.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
so this is a denial by Wyndham. The denial is based on the town's belief that the appellant is a convicted felon based on his III. It appears that the appellant is not a convicted felon. The felony charge seems to be the disposition was adjudication withheld for the felony third degree. The appellant has an ammunition certificate issued by the State of Connecticut, which felons are prohibited from obtaining. So it appears from the evidence, both the III and the possession of an ammo card, that the appellant is not a convicted felon. The town's letter, the town did not bring up his failure to answer the previous arrests and convictions regarding two misdemeanors, I believe, has an issue with them. They stood on just that he was a convicted felon. They didn't bring up that. That was brought up by board members in the discussion. I believe those were from 2002, correct? So 22 years
yes.
ago, those two issues. The appellant sort of, the appellant has been before the board before. And I'm not sure, I can't remember the case. Maybe I wasn't here, but the, you know, it should have been a, I'm surprised that wasn't brought up or the appellant wasn't aware that that was needed to be on his application at the time. But, you know, the two were 22 years ago.
Comments by the board?
I'll just go ahead. I agree. It doesn't appear that there's a felony conviction there. It doesn't. If there happened to be and you were ultimately to get a permit, or if you have guns, you can't have them, and you would, that would be a felony. So you need to make sure you clarify that somehow, something from the court, one way or another. The failure to disclose is troubling in this case, in the sense that the felon's had a couple shots at this, a couple different applications, and still hasn't gotten it correct, and apparently hasn't even listed those on the board's questionnaire. Specifically asked for criminal convictions, and he left them off. And the issuing authority does, and the board deserves, accurate information to be able to make an informed decision.
Other comments? By board members? Sorry.
Yeah, again, I'm repeating what we've all gone over. The basis was the felony conviction, which apparently there was adjudication withheld, so it wasn't a conviction. There was not a question of the other non-disclosures being raised by the issuing authority. And in any event, they were relatively minor offenses and a long time ago.
I would agree with that. I was, of course, we should have accurate information. Clearly, the appellant has been working with the issuing authority in this case, and the focus has all been about the disposition of a felony case, which we can see and understand the state has already issued an ammunition card. Let's say that felony conviction's not there, so that'll inform my decision today. I do think it is easy to, we like to get the right information, and it doesn't help your case that it wasn't there, but I don't think it was the meat and potatoes of the case, so thanks.
Ready for a vote. Chief Rosenstein.
Issue authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
I'm going to keep track here. Colonel Overdorf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And I vote issuing authority, so it's 5-2. And you're successful.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.